Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Twilight of the Gods War in the Western Pacific, 1944-1945, is Ian W. Toll's concluding volume of the Pacific War Trilogy, charting the final, ferocious phase of the conflict between the United States and Imperial Japan. Covering the period from the aftermath of the Marianas Campaign through the climactic battles of the Philippines, Iwo Jima, and Okinawa, the book follows strategy at the highest levels alongside the lived reality of sailors, marines, soldiers, and aviators fighting across vast distances. Toll is widely known for combining operational history with political decision-making, industrial capacity, intelligence, and the personalities that shaped outcomes on both sides. In this volume, the narrative tightens around questions that still resonate: how wars end, how leaders weigh time against lives, and how battlefield momentum collides with domestic politics. The result is a sweeping account of victory approached at enormous cost as the Western Pacific becomes the crucible in which the war's endgame is decided. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Western Pacific endgame and the logic of island warfare. A central topic in the book is how the war's geography and logistics forced the United States toward an endgame built on forward bases, airfields, and sea control. The campaigns of late 1944 and 1945 were not isolated clashes, but linked steps designed to tighten the noose securing routes, protecting carriers, enabling long-range bombing, and preparing for a potential invasion of Japan. Toll emphasizes the operational logic that made certain islands valuable and others bypassed, showing how terrain, distance, and naval support dictated what was possible. The narrative highlights the enormous coordination required among fleets, amphibious forces, and air power, and how mistakes or delays could multiply casualties. On the Japanese side, the same constraints produced a defensive strategy aimed less at winning outright than at inflicting prohibitive losses, using fortified positions and determined resistance to slow the advance. By focusing on how strategy translated into practical requirements such as fuel, shipping, air cover, and repair capacity, the book clarifies why the Western Pacific became the decisive arena. It also illustrates the relentless tempo of operations that pressed commanders to keep moving despite exhaustion, weather, and rising attrition. Secondly, the Philippines and the collapse of Japan's strategic position. The struggle for the Philippines represents a turning point in the late war, both militarily and psychologically. Toll treats the campaign as a convergence of strategic necessity and national promise, with American leadership determined to sever Japan's access to resources and restore a key allied position in Asia. The fighting on land and at sea demonstrates how modern warfare could be decided by intertwined actions: naval battles shaping supply lines, air power disrupting reinforcement, and ground combat determining whether ports and airfields could be used. The campaign also reveals how intelligence, command decisions, and risk tolerance influenced outcomes. As American forces balanced aggressive pursuit with the need to preserve carriers and amphibious capacity for the battles ahead, for Japan, the Philippines became a disaster that accelerated isolation and undermined the ability to sustain outlying garrisons. The book explores the grim civilian dimension as well, noting how urban combat, reprisals, and shortages deepened the tragedy. Through the Philippines, Toll shows the war entering its final phase, Japanese options narrowing, American momentum building, AA, and the prospect of a catastrophic home island fight becoming more plausible as losses mounted and political stakes rose. Thirdly, Iwo Jima and Okinawa as tests of endurance and doctrine. Two of the war's most infamous battles, Iwo Jima and Okinawa, are portrayed as brutal examinations of amphibious doctrine, firepower, and human endurance. Toll details how defenders adapted to earlier defeats by emphasizing underground fortifications, interlocking fields of fire, and defensive depth that reduced the effectiveness of pre-invasion bombardment. The resulting combat demanded methodical advances, close coordination, and sustained logistical support under constant threat. The book underscores how the battles forced difficult tactical choices, including the balance between speed and caution, the role of armor and engineers, and the grinding nature of reducing fortified positions. Okinawa, in particular, highlights the shifting character of naval warfare, with intense air attacks challenging fleet defense and imposing relentless strain on crews, commanders, and repair systems. Toll also situates these battles within the larger strategic debate, what such casualty levels implied for any invasion of Japan, and how public tolerance and political timelines shaped planning. By presenting these operations as more than symbols, the narrative shows how they functioned as laboratories of modern combined arms and as harrowing indicators of what the final steps of the war might cost in both military and civilian lives. Fourthly, leadership, inter-service rivalry, and the machinery of coalition war. Another major theme is how leadership decisions and institutional dynamics shaped the campaign as much as battlefield events. Toll examines senior commanders, their relationships, and the competing visions of how to end the war, including debates over objectives, sequencing, and the proper balance of naval and ground priorities. Inter-service rivalry appears not as gossip, but as a force that influences resource allocation, command arrangements, and operational risk. The book illustrates how large organizations interpret information through their own cultures, Navy leaders thinking in terms of fleets, sea lanes, and carrier aviation Army leaders emphasizing sustained ground pressure and the control of territory air power advocates arguing for strategic bombing and interdiction. Toll also shows the influence of politics and coalition considerations, including how American leaders weighed commitments, public expectations, and coordination with allies while planning for the final phase. Decisions about targets and timing required navigating incomplete intelligence, unpredictable weather, and the friction of war. By connecting personalities to institutions, the narrative demonstrates why even successful campaigns involve contention, compromises, and occasional misjudgments, and how the ability to adapt under pressure ultimately determined the effectiveness of the Allied war machine. Lastly, ending the war escalation, civilian suffering, and strategic choice. The closing topic is the difficult process of ending a war that had become total, with military aims inseparable from political outcomes and moral consequences. Toll explores the escalating pressure on Japan through blockade, bombing, and the seizure of forward positions, while also acknowledging the widening circle of suffering that accompanied these methods. The narrative addresses how leaders assess Japan's willingness and capacity to continue fighting, and how that assessment shaped planning for potential invasion versus alternative paths to compel surrender. Toll places emphasis on uncertainty, what decision makers knew, what they feared, and how recent battles inform projections of future casualties. He also depicts the Japanese leadership's internal strains and the harsh realities facing the population as the strategic situation deteriorated. Rather than reducing the end to a single cause, the book presents it as an accumulation of shocks, pressures, and calculations. This approach helps readers understand why the final months remain contested in memory and interpretation. By focusing on strategic choice under extreme stakes, Toll frames the end of the Pacific War as both a military conclusion and a human catastrophe, demanding careful attention to context rather than easy verdicts. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a comprehensive, narrative-driven understanding of the Pacific War's final year, including students, military history enthusiasts, and general readers seeking more than a battle recap. It is also valuable for professionals interested in strategy and decision-making under uncertainty, because the story repeatedly shows how leaders weighed competing priorities, imperfect intelligence, and the grim arithmetic of time, distance, and casualties. The reader benefits not only by learning what happened, but by seeing how complex systems produce outcomes, logistics enabling operational tempo, institutional cultures shaping plans, and political constraints narrowing options. Compared with many single battle studies, this volume offers a wider lens without losing the human dimension, connecting Iwo Jima and Okinawa to earlier campaigns and to the broader question of how wars end. It is worth buying over similar books because it functions both as a capstone to a major trilogy and as a standalone synthesis that blends operational detail with high-level strategy and context on both sides. If you want a clear, sweeping narrative that explains why victory came with such terrible costs, this is a strong choice. If you would like to support Ian W. Toll, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.